So we left off in the previous sugya, Machlekes Rabbi and Ravi Yosef, and we had two different versions of Ravi Yosef. And now Ravi Yosef is trying to prove to you that he's right. So Ravi Yosef turns around to his colleague, to Rabbi, and he says at the top of Chesem Naf, I'm Ravi Yosef, and I'm Midala. How do I know what I said? I came up with this chiddush that Shiroi always needs Shuma every case, Kolbu, Chamishim, every case under the sun needs Shuma. To sign, I learned from the following price. The Kesef Miknosoi, what is that pasuk talking about? Kesef Miknoso? Every specific kind of every degree, who remembers? It happens to be an every degree, a nikna to a goy. There are multiple parshas of every degree in the Torah. There's an every degree who is sold because he stole, so he's only Nimka Li Yisrael, pays and sells him. Then you have a Mecher Atzmo, and within Mecher Atzmo, in Pashas Bahar, the Torah first describes someone as Mecher Atzmo Li Yisrael, and then it describes someone as Mecher Atzmo to an Akam. Okay? So you have three different scenarios of evidently. So Rav Yosef quotes the Pasuk, Bekesef Biknaso, Bekesef Unikna, Ve'eno Nikna, Ve'tvua Ve'kelem. The Torah says that he could be Nikna with cash, with Kesef, but he cannot be acquired with Tvua V'kelem. If you try to buy an Evid Ivri here, it's all about the Goy buying an Evid Ivri. So if a Goy is trying to buy an Evid Ivri, he's got to give cash, got to give Kesef, whatever that means. He can't give Tvua V'kelem. So Gemara says, how Tvua V'kelem hate the Dhamma? So Rav Yosef analyzes this better. What do the words mean Tvua V'kelem now? Ilay medullah miknebu klaw. If you're going to tell me that it is impossible to buy an Evid Ivri with Tvua V'kelem, it's just not going to work. That can't be. Yashiv Gulasa Amrachamana, the Rabbi Shava Kesef. Guys, one of the very Makaris of Shava Kesef, back in the base from Taisus. Taisus got it from this Gemara. One of the sources in Taish Bukhsav of Shava Kesef is from the Pasha of Evid Ivri. Yashiv Gulasa, the Rabbi Shava Kesef. Vidalais Bushava Pruta, if the Tvua V'kelem that we're talking about is not worth a Pruta, even silver is not going to work if it's less than a pruta. So we can't make sense out of the brisa. A very, very cryptic brisa that's differentiates between kesef on the one hand. On the other hand, if the Tvua V'kelem is worth more than a pruta, it's good. If it's worth less than a pruta, then it's never good. Even kesef is no good. El alav, it must be the brisa is talking about the following. The isbu shava pruta. It's not going to worth the shava pruta. V'kevan de lo kaitzi loy. It must be that the Braisa is telling us what? That the Braisa, the Pasuk, the Zeus Gos, is telling us because it's not kaitz, therefore it's no good. So it's not that Tvua V'kelem are never good. It's just that the Torah is limiting Tvua V'kelem sometimes is no good, i.e. because it's lacking of kaitz. That's of Yosef's Raya from the Pasuk. What do you think about that Raya? Before Rabbah deflects that Raya. What do you think about that Raya? Rav Yosef in Lashon number 2 is bringing you a Raya for his idea, a Raya from Pasuk and Chumash. A Tashma pair of Kesef Uniknev and Niknev B'Tvua V'kelem. What do you think about that? Who does this Gemara sound like? Who does this Gemara not sound like? This Sugya is coming on the heels of the last Sugya. Remember, this is Rabbi Yosef number 2. Rabbi Yosef with the Lishna Basra talking, right? Because he's talking about across the board, Shava Kesef always requires Shuma based on a Pasuk. No? No? According to who is this Gemara very difficult? According to Ritva, it's very difficult. What's difficult about this? According to the Ritva, what was the rationale for Rabbi Yosef in the Lishna Basra? What was it based on? Was it based on halacha? Was it based on Torah? Was it based on? Based on mada. Based on psychology. That's not Torah. There's Torah and there's mada. It's not the same thing. So, comes the Gemara and says, well, you want to know what the source? You want a raya for Rav Yosef Shita? From this braisa. Because of Nikna V'yad Nikna B'tuva V'kelem. According to the Ritva's Pshat and Rav Yosef, the whole thing is based on psychology. What kind of drush is this? What's pshat? How do we think about Gemara according to the Ritva? I would say, who had read this Gemara? But the answer is no one did, because I'm crammed here. But if you would have read this Gemara, so then what would you have said? We just read it together. So So is Rav Yosef reading the Braisa as a drusha? This is like an official menonim, you're like a tersha about peh. The castle of Nikkev, Nikkev, Tuba of Kalim? Or is the Braisa just making an observation and saying, by the way, Tuvah V'Kelim is not going to work. Not because there's a drush, it's like a miut, Kesef Yeh, Tuvah V'Kelim, no. The Braisa is just describing the whole to be, by the way, Tuvah V'Kelim is not going to work. Why? Menahani Mili? Take a psychology, what do I want? You figure out why not. So it's not the mokor that Tuvah V'Kelim don't work, that you need kites according to V'Yosef. This is just the Braisa making a statement of fact, not darshing any pasuk, just a statement of fact. So maybe according to Dvar, you have to read that into the Gemara, maybe. But I call upon him, Rav Yosef thought this was a good raya. So Rabbah deflects the raya and says, the whole thing is not true. Rabbah says, V'idach, what would Rabbah say? Hachi kama, b'teiras kasef u'nikna, v'einikna b'teiras tu'a v'keilem. When the Braisa says that you can't be kain and have an ivory with tu'a v'keilem, it doesn't really mean tu'a v'keilem. Tu'a v'keilem is a code phrase. We spoke about this before. It's a code phrase for which kinyan? Chalipin, because those are the things usually used to make chalipin with. Tefuah, a kelim, those are the obvious things used for chalipin. A shoe, a watch, a pen, an apple, an orange, those are things usually used for chalipin, right? So since those are the usual items that are used to make kinyan chalipin, when Chazal used the phrase, en nikna b'tefuah v'kelim, what they meant is, i.e. b'kes v'nikna v'en nikna b'chalipin. So Gemara says, that's a very, very difficult pshah. Why is that a difficult pshah? Because l'Rav Nachman, d'yom ha'peris lo'ad d'chalipin, ma'ikel ha'meimar. That's great if you hold like Rav Sheshes, who holds that you could use an apple and an orange to make chalipin. But we pass like Rav Nachman, who says, it's got to be a kli. So once you tell me that it has to be a kli, then that's obviously not what the Braisa is referring to. You would never, ever use the phrase tu'a v'kelim to describe a kinyan chalipin. That would be a very poor description of a kinyan chalipin, because you can't even use papers for kinyan chalipin. So obviously that's not the dicha of the Braisa. So what is the dicha de braisa? The Gemara goes on to a whole nother dicha de braisa, a whole nother pshat, according to Rabbah, what the braisa does and does not mean. So the Gemara had a lot of different possibilities here. What does this mean? What's the tefuah v'kelim in the Gemara? What is the problem of eino nikna? The other difference is eino nikna b'tefuah v'kelim. So we had Rav Yosef's version of because you need shuma. We had Rabbah's potential deflection. A possibility of deflection of chalipin. The Gemara rejected it according to Rav Nachman, and Rabbah's got to come up with something else, which again the Gemara is going to eventually explain what that something else is. So in passing, the Gemara told us according to one aborted attempt in this Braisa, it comes out that chalipin is no good to blind Eved Ivri with. Now the question becomes, okay, that was an aborted attempt. So at the end of the day, it's not what the Braisa means. But I'm learning Hilchos Eved Ivri right now. I'm learning Sugyos HaChalipin. I want to know, what's the din? I want to know the Maisa. When the Braisa is talking about this, not as a Loch Pavi right now. The Braisa most probably is not talking about that. Not even addressing Chalipin, because Rav Nachman's Paskin LaHalacha, that Peres Lav V'Chalipin, so that's probably not even the topic that Tanoim were addressing. Okay, good. The Tanoim were addressing it. I'm an Achron right now. I want to address it. I want to know what the answer is. I'm sitting in Washington Heights in Tavshin Ayin Zayin. I wonder what's the din. Halacha Maaseh, I have an Eved Ivri. I want to buy an Eved Ivri with chalipin. I wonder, can I do that or not? So how would I address that issue? I look at Kedushin of Ches, and can't tell one way or the other. At one fleeing Havamina, the Gemara thought you can't, but that fleeing Havamina didn't last very long. Didn't even make it one line in the Gemara. So how would you know, where would you look? So you'd have to look all of Shas and try to figure it out. So you look all of Shas, and you find, where'd you look next? Where's the next place you would look? Would you look in the Rif? Probably not. You know why? The Rif only wrote things that were halacha maisa. They haven't had Eved Ivries in the last 2,700 years. So, bad place to look. You look at the Rosh. The Rosh also only wrote halacha maisa. Where would you look? Shulchan Aruch. Where? Hilchos Eved Ivri? There is no Eved Ivri. Where would you look? Mishnah Berurah. Where would you look? Kitz Shulchan Aruch. Where would you look? So, there are very, very few svarim to look at. You have to look at the Rambam. Because the Rambam wrote everything. Kol HaTorah Kula. Knowing, not knowing. To retire, Kachim, you name it. He wrote everything. So, you open up a Rambam. And you see, either you or no. So here we have a problem. The Rambam what? Anyone bother searching the entire Rambam for this one? You gonna look yet? They say from the name of the Gra that he had a certain shayla, a certain suffix in something, and it took him 3 days to chaz all of Shas in his mind. He spent 3 days, and that's 22 hours a day of learning, approximately, the Minhag HaGra. I remember Rabbi Shechter once said that a lot of people follow in Hagia Gra. They don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. They don't say Barachamav. They say, you know, they pick and choose their Minhag Gra. The Minhag Gra of learning 22 hours a day. Somehow nobody follows. That's not my Minhag. I don't follow that Minhag Gra. The easy Minhag Gra. So the Gra spent 2 hours a day for 3 days, 66 hours approximately, chazing all of Shas, just to be patient one din. He had one latest asaf. It took him 3 days to figure out. He had to analyze all of Shas to get to that conclusion. So I'm giving you about 30 seconds to think of all the Rambams, all the Rambams from beginning to end. Okay, I'll make it easier. Go through all of the Rambams, Ruchas Avodim, from beginning to end. And you have it all on your phones anyway. You can do it in a second. So you know what the answer is? You won't find it. The Rambam doesn't say one way or the other. He doesn't say whether you could be kind with Khalifa or not. So for the fact that the Rambam doesn't say it, what conclusion can we draw? Chaim used to say you have to be medayik from what the Rambam doesn't say as equally as what the Rambam does say. If the Rambam doesn't say it, so what's the answer? What would you conclude with the fact that the Rambam doesn't say it? Yeah. What? Well, what's the start? What's the baseline? Johnny, where's the baseline? Everything's good by Hilchos Kinyan Avodim to prove otherwise? The Rambam has to tell me that you can't be Kona and Eved Ivri by standing on your head. The Rambam has to tell me you can't be Kona and Eved Ivri by jumping jacks. The Rambam has to tell you everything? So the Rambam does tell you how to buy an Eved Ivri. He tells you if you'd like to buy an Eved Ivri, this is the, he gives you the Hamadrich, last page of Hamadrich, acquisition of Eved Ivri, Kasef, Shtar, he tells you how to buy an Eved Ivri. And he doesn't say it's no good. But on the other hand, he doesn't say Chalipin is good. He doesn't tell you that Chalipin is good. So he doesn't say it, means it doesn't work. Nothing works until the Rambam tells you otherwise.
If you say Chalipin is
Kesef. But that's a very, very big if. I mean, the Rambam, you know, the Rambam's writing a Sefer Halach, he's not writing a Shtikl Torah in Rambam's right now. So he's telling you in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes, and it's Akdamah to Mishnah Torah, that when you finish reading my Sefer, you will know all of Tashra Peh, you don't need any other Sefer, this is it. You have all of Tashi Rapeh in the Sefer. So the Rambam didn't write a Sefer thinking that you're going to have to say Rav Chaim's about that you need a Rabbeinu Thomas, is Chodesh Kekasim or not. So the fact that the Rambam doesn't say that it's Koina, the Pasha Dvarim is a Tachanat Koina. Chalipit is no good. Why it's no good? We can philosophize, but the Pasha Dvarim is that it's no good. Which is exactly where the Gemara said here, albeit the Gemara got bumped out a little bit, this wasn't really what the Braisa meant, but the Gemara did go down that line of Chalipin not being good. Who's the Baal Plukta of the Rambam? Who remembers? Who learned at Hedman House last year? I should see a few hands that go up. Okay, no, who remembers? Who's the Baal Plukta of the Rambam? Which Rishon says the Chalipin does work? Anyone remember Tais about Mechila Tricha Kinyan? Vaguely, the deep recesses of our brain somewhere. Okay, hopefully Hashem tomorrow, if we get the Marakamas, so we'll try to analyze and tell you, should Chalipin work or not, and then the lumps is going to come back. Then we want to know, hear a little bit more about Chalipin and Kikasef, but until then we got to get the facts straight.
Sorry, I don't
record.
Sorry.